Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 19 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny Office of Iowa Realty. They are located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. We're going to talk a lot of girls swimming today, but first we want to talk to one of the realtors here at Iowa Realty. She is Rhonda Dix. Rhonda, how you doing?
I'm good. And you, Dan?
I'm doing good. Well, Rhonda and I go way back because she actually sold my wife and I our house back in 1999. And that was the first house you ever sold, right?
Yeah, it was one of the very first. 20 years later, here I am.
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, I know you got some things you want to talk about today. So why don't you just tell us, you know, what's going on here at Iowa Realty?
Well, we've got a lot of excitement. Obviously, the market's strong, and I represent MJ Properties here in Ankeny, and specifically Prairie Trail. We have a new price-driven series that we're bringing more buyers into Prairie Trail and offering them an affordable option. It's called the Triple Crown Series, kind of tying into their horse connection for the Aubaugh family.
Oh, sure.
And we've been really popular. We've had 24 home sites. We kind of started this project in June, right about the Belmont Stakes time. And yeah, we're down to 17 home sites out of the 24 that are still available for built-to-orders.
Oh, okay. So if anybody's interested in what you have out there, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
We have a market home that's up and complete now, and that's at 2307 Southwest Vintage Parkway. They can certainly come out and see Mel or myself on Sundays, 1 to 4, or they can reach out to us. You can reach me at 515-453-5644.
All right, Rhonda, well, thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, welcome back to the podcast. In a little while, we're going to be talking to one of Ankeny's top individual swimmers. But right now, we want to bring in the head coach of the Ankeny girls swimming team. She's in her 12th season as the head coach, and her squad is currently ranked fourth in the state power rankings. She is Michelle Stout. Michelle, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Well, so far, okay.
Well, your team is coming off a 135-51 victory on Tuesday night at Johnston that raised your dual meet record to 5-2 on the season. Were you happy with your team's performance?
Absolutely. Johnston's always been a great rival. We love swimming in their pool. We have a lot of history with swimming them back and forth, winning meets back and forth. So in terms of the performances, you know, this time of year, everyone's tired. Johnston girls were tired. Our girls were tired. And still yet, we had a few individuals turn in a season best, and even in one case, a personal best time. So anytime those things occur, I mean, it's a good night.
Sure. Well, your team is gearing up for the stretch run. You guys will be back in Johnston next week for the conference meet, and then you'll host the regional meet the following week where the qualifiers will be determined for the state meet on November 2nd and 3rd in Marshalltown. You know, do you like where your team is at right now?
You know, having the regional meet at home is a big boost. Our kids swim so well at home, and Trail Point has proven itself to be a fast pool. So I think we're going in. I have a lot of confidence in what the performances will look like, and I think the kids do too. Just such a big boost for us. It's really hard to measure.
Well, last year your team placed fourth at the state meet, and that was the highest finish ever for one of your teams. I imagine the goal this year is to sneak, you know, into that top three, huh?
Absolutely, to place higher.
Well, right now you guys are ranked behind Ames, Dowling Catholic, and Bettendorf, and your team's two losses were to Ames and Dowling. Obviously, those two teams are both incredibly talented. I know last year Ames finished more than 100 points ahead of Dowling at the state meet, and they're seeking their eighth state title in 9 years. You know, do you think they're beatable?
It's going to be hard. Ames would have to have some kind of an incredibly bad day at a state meet. Or someone else could step up and just swim crazy out of their mind. So you hate to discount anything and rule anything out, but it would have to be some kind of, you know, something like that happen.
Sure. Well, this year's state meet has been changed to a two-day format with prelims and finals.
I don't know the dual meet score from last night. Yeah.
So why do you think the format was changed, and was that something that the coaches wanted?
Actually, the coaches have been pushing for that format for quite a few years. And so the athletic union, I would say, about a year and a half ago, started sending out some feelers and what they feel, you know, what would that look like for high school swimming in the state of Iowa?
Well, the way that swimmers, you know, can qualify for the state meet has also changed. So there's still going to be a regional meet, but swimmers can also qualify on a time basis during the regular season. So can you kind of explain, you know, how that works? I know it's a little complicated.
So yes, there are a couple of different components. An athlete can qualify throughout the regular season at a sanctioned meet, whether a dual meet or an invitational, by meeting a time standard. Now, the athletic union, the girls' athletic union, sets that time standard by taking the 16th place finish over the past 5 years and creating an average from the past 5 years for each event, each individual event. And so that becomes the time standard. So next year, you know, we'll have a new time standard for that 16th place Q time, qualifying time. The other place they can, no, that, then the regional meet, the athlete still is required to swim their, in one of their, you know, their two individual events or one individual event at that meet to complete the qualification process. Now, coming out of regionals then, if there are some open slots, because there are 32 qualifiers now, up from 24 from previous years, so they'll be filled by those next fastest times coming out of regionals, because you must swim that event at regionals and complete that event at
so
regionals.
Will they just take the winner of each event then? Or
yes, that's another way. You could win that individual event at your regional meet.
Okay. So now what if somebody enters that race and what happens if they DQ? Can they still qualify based on their time from earlier in the year, or do they have to actually finish the race?
They have to finish the race.
So there's still some pressure there then?
There is. So, you know, especially, you know, in the 50 free, it's such a fast sprinting race. Nerves of steel, you know, you do not want to have a disqualification or a false start, or even on a relay, you don't want to have, a false start or, you know, a bad exchange, because then that event will not have, that person or that event will not be appearing at state.
Gotcha. Now, have you had to make very many adjustments, you know, because of this new format then and the way you coach?
I think now heading into taper, I have talked to some collegiate athletes and said, okay, you've been through this process, because at the college level, that's the way the championship season is won. Even some of their invitationals are run that same way. So these people have lived it. They've been through the process. So I've talked with a lot of people that have been through the process, and, you know, tell me some things that you feel that made you successful going through this process. In the state, Iowa is one of the few states that does not have prelims finals for high school. So, it's been great also talking to some athletes that were maybe, for example, Minnesota, that they've been through that process in high school and then again through college.
Well, I know you have some swimmers like Aaron Deruska, who has already qualified based on time in several different events. Mm-hmm. So I imagine you have, a lot of things to think about going into that regional meet, where you want to place people, right?
Absolutely. It does become a little strategic. And, first of all, what does the athlete want to race at state? What does the kid want to race? It's what they're good at, right? And so it works out pretty well. So, but then we also, the athletes are awesome. They're team oriented. And a lot of times it's, where do you need me, coach? Where do you need me? How can I help the team? What event do you need me to swim in where I can most help my team?
Well, there's obviously a lot of strategy involved. We spend a lot of time then too, looking at other teams and trying to figure out, where they're going to place their best swimmers.
You can do that and try to make some educated guesses. But, in the end, we're trying to put the athlete in their best events and, do what we can do to have our highest place, our highest finish place at the state meet.
All right. Well, one of your top swimmers is Jasmine Rumley. We're going to be talking to her here in a little bit. She's the defending state champion in the 50 freestyle, as well as the state's all-time record holder in that event. What has it been like for you to coach, such a talented swimmer like Jasmine?
It's really, it's a privilege. And also, in that same breath, I'd like to say it's a challenge, because it's forced me to take a hard look at things I can do better to help her be a better athlete and a better teammate. It's pretty easy, though, in her case. It's pretty easy. She wants to be better. She's team-oriented. She's focused. She's driven. So it's a privilege and a challenge all in one.
Well, she's obviously best known as a sprinter. But I was over there at Johnston last night, and she had a nice win in the butterfly. That's another event that, another option for you as well, isn't it?
I think we could put Jasmine in about, any event she wanted to focus on, and she could be a state qualifier, whether it's the 100 back. Have to ask her about the breaststroke. That's maybe one of her least preferred.
Uh-huh.
But we could put her in about any position and have her excel, and she would commit to it if it would help her team.
Well, you mentioned the Trail Point swimming pool there earlier. This is the second year that you guys have been in your new home there. It's obviously a very fast pool. Do you feel like now you have one of the best pools in the state?
Well, by the times that the kids have been posting, it certainly appears one of the best.
Well, I know last year, especially at the regional meet, you guys just posted some unbelievable times. And then in some of those events, you know, you guys got to state, you weren't quite able to match, you know, some of those times. And maybe there were some other reasons for that. But is there anything psychologically that maybe that the kids have to deal with when they go from that pool to a different pool?
Well, I think there's always going to be an advantage when you're at your home pool. And that's kind of what it comes down to, yeah. I think that there's always an advantage. You know, some of it is just hard to pinpoint.
Sure.
And I guess I don't have a lot more to say on
that.
Oh,
that's all right. That's all right. Well, of course, this is the second year as well that you guys have had a diving team now. You know, have you been happy with the progress that your divers have made?
It's a whole new diving team this year. And so Kim Boxleiter, the diving coach, has done a great job of bringing them along. You know, freshman Erica Peters, you know, came committed. She's had been taking a lot of lessons to come into high school prepared and already broken the 6 dive meet record. And I think she's got a good shot at the 11 dive meet record as well. And as a freshman, that's just outstanding. And the other girls have been getting progressively better too. For example, when we went out to the Iowa City Invitational, there were quite a few teams from Eastern Iowa, you know, and of course West Des Moines Valley was there too. But we were one of the few teams that actually brought the 3 diver maximum. That could already at, you know, not even midpoint through the season, had 3 girls that could complete 11 dives. That was an 11 dive meet. So could take fresh, young, new talent and see them developed into an 11 dive capabilities. That speaks a lot on Kim's progress she's made with the team.
All right. Well, I know this year's team is one of the largest that you've ever had. I think there's was 48 swimmers at the beginning of the year, and I think 21 of them were freshmen, and many of them have already made key contributions on the varsity squad. You know, regardless of how this season turns out, do you feel like the future, the program's pretty bright?
Yeah, those freshmen, they really have stepped into some critical roles. We lost a couple of state qualifiers last year that were very consistent, strong swimmers that are actually now swimming in college. And so to have some freshmen come in and fill those shoes was very beneficial for our team.
All right, Michelle, I really appreciate you coming in today. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Dan.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Ankeny office here at Iowa Realty will close in excess of $250 million in real estate in 2018. Their agents represent over 20 new construction builders and communities all over the metro. With interest rates at historic lows, would you like to know what your home is worth in today's market? If so, you can give them a call at 453-5800. That number again is 453-5800. Well, right now we want to bring in one of Ankeny's top individual swimmers. She's a 3-sport standout at Ankeny High School and one of the top sprinters in the state in both the swimming pool and on the track. She is a 2-time regional swimmer of the year and a 4-time All-American. She is Jasmine Rumley. Jasmine, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. Are you happy with where you're at right now?
I am very happy with where I'm at right at the moment. As compared to last year, I am faster than I was at this point in the season, which is good. So it shows like improvement from the following year. So I'm hoping to do better than I did last year.
Well, Coach was saying after Tuesday's meet that everyone was swimming, sore and tired right now. You know, are you feeling any fatigue or do you feel pretty good?
Oh, definitely. It's the point in the season where practices are harder because we're building up to taper in order to swim faster at state. So it's just one of those things you have to be able to push through and persevere. So, yeah.
We had a nice win in the butterfly last night. I know you're mainly known as a sprinter, but you're obviously pretty good in the butterfly too, aren't you?
Yeah, I enjoy swimming the butterfly. That's the first thing I was mainly swimming in when I first started swimming, and then I switched to freestyle when I got to high school mainly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Coach is telling me that you're not a big fan of the breaststroke there, are you?
I am not. I cannot seem to figure the breaststroke out.
What's so tough about that stroke?
The rhythm of it. Normally, breaststrokers and butterflyers can figure it out just because it's your body moves the same way, but I just, can't do that.
Just can't figure it out, huh? Well, you're currently ranked first in the state in the 50 freestyle, and you're second in the 100 behind Amy Feddersen of Ames. Now, last year's state meet, you won the 50 free before finishing second behind Feddersen in the 100. And it kind of appears that the two of you might be headed for a couple more showdowns at this year's state meet. You know, do you consider her to be your biggest rival?
I definitely do. She's the one that I've been pushing to beat since season started, and she's the one that keeps me like working hard in practice and wanting to do my best every day, just because I know she'll put up a good race when it comes to state.
Well, obviously the 50 is your best race. You hold the state's all-time record in that event, and but you're not too bad in the 100 as well. Can you talk about the differences between those two events?
I would say the 50 is more, it's either a hit or miss. When you dive in, if you don't hit that breakout, game over. And I feel like it's just one of those things that it's a quick sprint and it's over with, which is, I feel, is easier for me. And the 100, when you add that last 50, it's, you can't just go out and like sprint the first 50 because you can't come back at that same exact pace. And it's figuring out when you need to breathe and when you shouldn't breathe and how many kicks you should do off the wall. And just putting it all together has been like the big thing I've been working on this year, because in my 50, I do one breath and that is it. No breath down, one breath back. In my 100, I've started to do 3 breaths down, 4, 4, 2. Which has seemed to go pretty well. So just trying to figure it all out right at the moment is what is the biggest thing.
So there's obviously a lot more strategy to it then, right?
Yes, there definitely is.
Well, your team got a chance to face Ames in a dual meet earlier this month. And of course, Ames is ranked number one. You know, they've won 7 state titles in the last 8 years. You know, do you think anyone can beat Ames this year?
I believe Dowling can beat Ames. They have a very good lineup and a lot of good swimmers. And I would not put it past Dowling to beat Ames.
Well, of course, you guys are ranked fourth right now, and Coach was saying that one of the goals for you guys is you want to get into that top three this year, don't you?
Yes, we do, and I think it's a goal for all of the swimmers that will be going to state and our regional team, and I feel like if we all work hard for it, I think we can do it.
Now, you're also part of the defending state champion 200 freestyle relay team. Now, at last year's state meet, you know, did you enjoy that victory as much or maybe even more than your win in the 50 freestyle?
I definitely enjoyed that one more just because it was all of us, and it was a team effort, and we had just worked so hard for it. It was everybody celebrating. It wasn't just like an individual thing. So I feel like it was just more special just because it was up with the team.
Sure. Well, now you've also been a track and a softball standout at Ankeny, but you told me a year ago that you were leaning toward focusing on swimming in college. You know, so are you still planning to pursue that sport at the next level?
I believe so, yes. I've talked to a few coaches about both swimming and softball, and I think swimming's just the one that I'm leaning more towards right at the moment. Like, nothing's for sure yet, but definitely more towards swimming.
Have you started, looking at some schools or, where are you at in that process?
I've started talking to some college coaches over the phone. I haven't gone anywhere just because of we're in the middle of swim season and it's kind of hard to work around. But I haven't really made a decision yet on like my top five or anything like that. Like, I'm just kind of hearing out coaches right at the moment and trying to figure out what's going to be the best for me and where I feel like I'm going to fit in the best.
Now, some kids seem to be like in a hurry to get that process over with sometimes, but you sound like you're not really in a hurry to get the thing over with, huh?
I am definitely not. Because when I go to college, I want it to be the one that I know I'm going to want to stay at all the time, and it's going to be right for where I want to go further in life, because I want to go into pre-med, and I just want it to be somewhere that's going to work for me, and I'm not trying to rush into committing or anything like that. So,
now, do you know what you want to study in college yet?
I don't. I'm either going I don't know if I'm going the chemistry route or the biology route yet, but I want to be a cardiologist right at the moment. But obviously that has a build up to it, but that's like my main goal.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now it can't be easy to be a 3-sport athlete in high school. So like during your swim season, do you do any workouts, for your other sports, or do you basically just focus on one sport at a time?
I do one sport at a time when we're in the middle of high school season. So like high school swim, we have 2-a-days. So there's really no other time to practice any of the other sports. And then when I get into like club season for swimming, then softball off season starts, which we like work out and we hit in the gym. And so I start doing that a little bit, but I don't do it too much just to try to balance everything out. And then once club swimming ends, track starts. And there's always like a little overlap of all my sports. I think the only one I do 2 sports at a time is softball and swimming. So I swim in the morning and then I play softball.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like you ever get much of a break, huh?
I don't, and I kind of enjoy that.
Well, Ankeny recently named a new girls track coach in Thomas Cotter, who was previously an assistant at Southeast Polk. Now, do you know him at all, or have you had a chance to meet him?
I have not had a chance to meet him yet, so I don't know much about him.
Oh, okay. Well, he told me that he thinks that the squad is pretty well stocked with sprinters such as yourself, but one of the things that he'd like to do is to get some of the sprinters to stretch out and maybe run some 400s and 800s to help with the depth at those positions. So do you think he might be running some 400s and 800s?
I don't know about the 800, but the 400 I would be willing to try.
Yeah, I can't imagine trying to run two laps, maybe one. Well, let's talk briefly about softball, too. I think you mostly played third base your freshman year, but then last year Coach Bingham moved you to center field, and I know that you made a number of outstanding catches throughout the year. Do you think that's the position maybe you're going to stay at then the rest of your high school career?
I don't know about that. I would say yes, and I would say no, just because I like playing third, and outfield was definitely an adjustment, but I feel like it's one of those, like, since Bogle left last year, we have another outfield spot that's open, and the infield's basically full, so I don't really care where I play. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind staying out in the outfield.
Sure. Well, you guys had a pretty good year last year in softball. You and Kennedy Thomas both had a really good year at the plate. You guys kind of had a battle there to see who could hit the most home runs. Were you happy with the year that you had at the plate?
I was very happy with last softball season. It was better than previous seasons were, which was nice, and it just felt better. And everything was just starting to click last year.
Well, now you're also a member of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union's Student Advisory Council, of which I think there are 11 different girls from across the state that are involved with that. Now, how did you get on the council, and what is it that you guys do?
So Butch was the one who recommended me for it, and I filled out a sheet, and I wrote three paragraphs about why I wanted to be on it and what it meant to me to be an Iowa girl athlete. And what the union is, it's a group of girls, and we talked about, so we had our first meeting, and we talked about what we're going to do to, like, promote sportsmanship more, because it's kind of fading away. Like, you hear, like, the occasional, like, this, like, we need to be nice to, like, the coaches and all of that. Like, it's for the girls, and but it's just bringing more attention to it. And then another big thing is bringing more people into, like, the state tournaments besides, like, just volleyball or, like, football gets a lot of people to go to. And, like, there's always those, like, small girl sports that don't get much attention. And then another big one was, I forgot.
Well, that's all right. Can you guys, like, make suggestions on things? Like, if you have an idea for something you think might be, you know, practical or whatever, can you make suggestions on certain things?
Yeah, we can. We have a group chat with all of us, and we just kind of, like, one of the ideas for, like, sportsmanship was one of the girls at her school has, it's like a poster almost, and it has, like, something about, like, how you should treat everybody the same and stuff like that. And that was, like, one of the ideas someone's brought, and, like, how we can basically get our message across is what we're trying to do.
Now, did you know any of the other girls that were on this council before you started doing it?
I did not.
Oh, so have you enjoyed, you know, being a part of this?
I have enjoyed it. It's definitely interesting to see how things work, and because when we were there, we did, like, a regional outlay for volleyball, and it was different to see how they have to, like, work with everything, and, like, people being all the way in Davenport having to come to the Des Moines Metro, and, like, it's kind of cool to see how everything gets, like, arranged for sports.
Oh, all right. Well, Jasmine, I appreciate you coming in today. We're going to cut you loose, but thanks a lot for being part of the podcast.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title, and Escrow and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you'd like more information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at Mike Stanbro, that's STANBROUGH, at iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We're going to have a special one next week. We're going to take it on the road. So we'll see you then.